Good morning, everyone. My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, live on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Back at it at my normal show. And we started it off with Takini by Joshua Chukimia Crampton. From his new record, Anata, which came out last Friday. Apologies, you know, I'm still getting used to Studio A being back open, and the audio mixing and stuff is kind of different than it has been in the past. Or at least, like, I just don't know exactly where to look for everything. But, needless to say, adding to that confusion, I didn't really make it easy for myself today because... that song, Takini, by Joshua Chukimia Crampton, is one of the loudest songs I've heard in a very long time. It's just, like, the whole new album is just obliteratingly loud, and I really love it. But I also, like, you know, it makes it kind of awkward to slot into a DJ set so beautifully. Anyway, now we got Warm in the Car by Stillhouse Plants from their debut self-titled EP from back in 2016. Still House Plants, you know I love them, and you know I gotta play them very, very often. Anyways, again, this is Warm in a Car, Warm in the Car. Yeah, and that last song was Takini by Joshua Chukimia Crampton. Go check out the new record, Anata, and keep it locked for an hour. I'm gonna have a pretty good set, mostly consisting of some crazy electronic stuff that I've been meaning to play for a long time, but, you know, we're going all over the place.
Pretend. Someone told me
strange.
Talking just because I put this instrumental track in because I could talk over it. That's not really why, but we'll get to that. Anyways, that last tune was It's a Strange World by Grace and Rafaela. Shout out to the one person I know from Melisma magazine named Rafaela. Rare name, pretty cool. The Grace and Rafaela record, it was a collaboration between ML, not to be confused with ML Book, who has released a few things on like Stroom Records, I believe, and someone else. I don't really know what's up with it, but it's one of the first albums I've really latched onto this year. Came out last month, and it's just full of that kind of off-kilter, sort of voice actor-y, electronic type of stuff that you'd find on a label like Stroom, although I don't believe it was released by Stroom. Anyways, yeah, and right now we have the instrumental to Orbit Step by Leo Gibbon. The non-instrumental version is great too, but it has swear words in it, so I couldn't play it. And that features vocals from Grime MC Trim. I don't know, this whole EP that this is coming from, it's not really an EP, it's just two singles and their instrumentals tacked onto the end in typical, like, classic Grime fashion, I reckon. But all really good. The other cut's a little more up-tempo, and this one's a little more introspective. Really, really enjoyable stuff. I don't know. And yeah, I don't have so much else to say, so I'll introduce my next song, which is Erase by Dale Cornish, from his record from last year, Altruism. This record, it was one I've honestly really listened to a lot in the last couple months. Some really odd left field, like thumping techno with some vocal presence, some instrumental tracks, all really beautifully designed, mixed and mastered by the legendary Rashad Becker, if that means anything to you, which it probably doesn't, but it means something to me, and that's what matters. And yeah, I just think it's a good record. Hasn't gotten enough love. It got a bit of buzz from the end of year lists, I feel, but I wish it'd gotten more. Dale Cornish is a really cool artist, and it's like his 14th album or something, and it still feels fresh in a way that not a lot of 14th albums in people's discographies do. And after this, I have a song that I've already played before a couple weeks ago, but I gotta play it again because it's that good. Anyways, this right now is Erase by Dale Cornish. Enjoy.
Erase my heart, erase the card, wipe away, tears, tears, tears spill, tears spill, spoil will, Tension roll, red lit affair. My eyes don't lie, don't sway. My eyes don't lie, my heart don't tell, don't sway, don't say, don't ask, I beg of you, please, don't ask. Your heart don't deceive, keep yourself safe. For your Sicherheit, as they say. European English, failed holiday. Steal, I steal myself. Steal away home, Bromfeld holiday. Erase the record, delete the chat. We're in too far, no. Coming, coming, coming back. Erase my heart, erase my brain. Let's attempt, start again. Start again, start all over again.
Tempo. Yeah. see when you look at me. A friend in need and a friend indeed. Often try when you're getting far. Mother says, was crossroad. Ooh. Crossroad. Ooh. Yeah. My mom comes down and says, birds are watching. I look around, our home is burning. Another gone, another dying. Says he's coming round again. Crossroads.
Let's talk about what we've been listening to, shall we? You may recognize the last song I played from a couple weeks ago once again. It's LRC with Pueblo de Dios Capo y DJ Edit by Chukimamani Kondori from their record Edits. I really, really enjoy what that artist has been doing lately. The sibling of the artist with the first song I played, Joshua Chukimia Crampton. The two of them have really proliferated into the 2020s with lots of incredible music, I have to say. And that Edits record is among my favorites of the decade, I was going to say. And right now we have Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Klein from her record Sleep with a Cane that came out last year. Klein is just one of those ones who doesn't really miss very often. Just a really, really incredibly talented musician and conceptual artist. Just really like it. And now we have kind of a little curveball. Not really, these have all been curveballs. This is Embruns by Lucien Balcony from his record Pierre Feuille Ciseaux, which I just bought last week on Bandcamp for Bandcamp Friday, just because I'd heard it a couple times and found it to be pretty good. So hopefully you enjoy it. And I'll be back on the mic before too long to read a little PSA. Once again, this is Embruns from Lucien Balcony's record from last year, Pierre Feuille Ciseaux. Really odd and fascinating record, so, you know, this is just a little taste. Thank you.
answers that you're looking for are closer than you think. They're in your heart. And in the hearts of those who love you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about this, shall we? We've sort of gotten into a more ambient modality for the set today. Let's just go back. Again, we had a Klein, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. After that, Embruns by Lucien Balcony. I hope you guys like that. I don't know. It's sort of weird, collage-y, ambient. There's some guitar stuff on there. It's a good record. I quite enjoy it. It's not like the record that blows me away and like knocks my socks off, but it is a real like kind of curio. And I'm glad that I found it. I don't know. And then that last song is another great discovery of late. Ano B by Niagara, from the record Pais and Filhos, released on Principe Records, Principe Discos, in 2020. You guys know I love Principe. They're a Portuguese electronic label. They do lots of Kuduro, Taraxinha, and a lot of other genre names that are in Portuguese and I don't quite know how to pronounce. But that Niagara record is quite a bit more like a straightforward, ambient and kind of forward thinking progressive electronic stuff. I really enjoy it though. And then right now we have Too High On by Pulse X, single that came out a couple years ago. Good stuff. I don't know, just some ambient business. And while I'm here, I'm going to do a quick PSA. And that's because every great radio show requires one. This one is a classic, some numbers to think about. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0. That's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And you might be wondering, why did you choose that PSA today? My answer is, because it was the one I flipped to when I opened the PSA binder. However, it is quite apt, and I don't know how explicitly I can refer to such things on the WMFO freeform airwaves, but my next song that I'll be playing after this is from a Venezuelan, kind of internet-y electronic collective called Weed 420. Now, I don't know what they're referring to in their band name, but I do know that they make some good, really cool sound collage, deconstructed, whatever, other electronic music. And this is from their record, the one that is about to play in like half a minute. It's from the record Amor de Ancaba, which made some kind of waves online last year when it came out. And the track is titled Lara Branger, O Como Duermes. Apologies, I'm really... For some reason, I feel a little more tired than usual on the air, and I'm just butchering pronunciations left and right. So, very, very sorry to all of my wonderful, loyal audiences who are duly affected by this. Anyways, that's about to start in a couple seconds, so I'm going to quit waffling, and let's listen to it, shall we?
De moda. Esto está cachudo.
La ya está yendo.
Que eres un simple pero.
Thank you.
down. My set is near an end. I just have a few songs left. Well, this one and the next one, actually. So two songs left. Really like 1.5 at this point. So I'm going to make some closing remarks, wrap up, and get into my last song. Anyways, that last tune was a Dream with Danny E. DJ Edit, again by Chuki Mamani Kondori from the Edits record that came out last year. Very beautiful, beautiful song to me. I don't know. I just think the like chaos in the soundscapes that they create are... It's really like it's very beautiful to me. I really like it. I don't know what to say. I just like it. And then before that, we had Lara Brangier, O Como Duermes by Weed420. Pretty cool. I hadn't listened to it in a long time. It's just been sitting on my like two play on the radio list for a real long time. So I was glad I could finally take it off. And then we have one more Principe Disco's release. This is Ambientes Leves by Firma Dotiga, if I had to guess how that's pronounced. Just some good old-fashioned mid-tempo Kuduro. I love this type of stuff. I don't know what to say. Anyways, my show is coming to a close, so I will be wrapping up with some closing remarks. First off, to all listening, I hope you have an amazing day, and thank you for listening. I'm happy to have y'all once again for another 11 to 12 Wednesday morning set. And for those not listening, I also hope you have a great day. It's kind of nice out, warmer than it has been before, even though it snowed last night, so we're going to make it. Anyways, this has been another iteration of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jack, and it's been a grand old time today. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. I've been enjoying the tunes. And for my final track today, which will start before too long, I'm excited because I've sort of wanted to like close a set with this for a while, just because I feel like it's perfect for that. My final tune today is NUMTE by Lauren Duffus, from her EP that came out last year, Cans Gone Warm. Yeah, just a really, really nice song that I think got sort of became, I don't know, kind of popular last year. I don't really know, but I really like it. Lauren Duffus is a pretty great artist, following in the vein of Kalela and other alt R&B icons. Anyways, this is that song, NUMTE by Lauren Duffus. Have an amazing day, y'all.
Young man, it's been so heavy for you. You must have felt so alone. That